payment status not available. That's a line some or many of you may have seen when trying to trace your coronavirus recovery stimulus check on the IRS website. Some Americans have received payments from the government. Some haven't. Some people have even gotten payments for their deceased loved ones. There's so many questions around this rollout of stimulus money. We decided to check in with someone who's been covering the story quite a bit. Sahil Kapoor has been writing about the stimulus money as national political reporter for NBC News. Sahil, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be with you.
Well, let's first talk about timing. Some Americans have gotten this up to $1,200 payout, and maybe more if you have kids, from the government. Some have not. What is distinguishing who's in that category and who's in the other one?
The single biggest thing in terms of the speed of this money being sent out is whether the eligible Americans have a direct deposit uploaded with the IRS so they can send it directly to their bank account. And if they don't, they have to send it by paper checks. Now, direct deposit is much faster. The IRS said last week it sent money directly into the bank accounts of about 80 million people. And a lot of others who don't have their bank information uploaded to the IRS have to wait for paper checks. And that's a process that could take weeks and in some cases even months.
And there's a IRS website where people can go and A, see if they're eligible, and B, if they haven't gotten their money yet and they are eligible, what's going on. That ran into some snags last week. Can you talk about that?
It certainly did. As you can imagine, shortly after the IRS started distributing that website, after it published it, there was an enormous amount of interest because literally tens of millions of Americans are eligible for these, and many of them are desperate. They need this money, this up to $1,200. To pay their rent, pay their mortgage, put food on the table. And many of them were checking the IRS website. Now, it did work for some of them. It's important to know that, you know, millions of Americans, according to the IRS, were able to get their status. I've heard from several of them that were able to find out what their status was, and some of them have gotten their money. But, of course, for a lot of people, it didn't work. Some of them seem to be getting false negatives, and the IRS was saying they have no information on their payment status, kind of suggesting that maybe they wouldn't be getting their money. But a lot of those people are still eligible and should be getting their money. So it seems to be a natural hazard of, you know, an agency that's kind of understaffed for the enormity of this moment.
And I should say, I just checked out the website earlier today, and it does. I didn't go all the way through the process, but you can at least get into the process now. It seems like they've at least overcome some of that initial crowd and surge of traffic.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's dwindled a little bit compared to last week when the early surge was pretty enormous. And the IRS is also encouraging people to post their bank account information, their direct deposits, so they can get the money faster. It's just it's a much more efficient and speedier way than you know, sending paper checks to all sorts of people. And I think there's still time to do that.
Talking to Sahil Kapoor from NBC News about the individual payments coming out of the CARES Act from Congress and the timeline for people getting this money. Many people, as we heard, have some still waiting, some able to go on a website, as Sahil just mentioned, put in direct deposit info and get that faster than waiting for a paper check. You've mentioned, Sahil, a couple times people who are eligible, and it's important to note there are some people who are not. Can you talk about who is in that category, who does not get these payments?
So broadly speaking, you have to have an income of under $198,000 if you're a married couple filing jointly, or $99,000 if you're an individual. The payments go up to $1,200. They don't always get to $1,200 for everyone. You get an additional $500 per person. There are many categories of people that are excluded. If you're an undocumented immigrant, for instance, if you're here without proper legal status, you are not eligible. If you're a college student and you're, say, 20 years old and you are claimed by your parents as a dependent, you are not eligible for that. So there are various categories of people who have sort of fallen through the cracks. And another one is disabled people who have parents that support them. You know, if you're a parent and you name someone as a dependent on your tax return, that person who is a dependent is not eligible for their own stimulus money.
Let's bring on a caller now. John is with us in Fitchburg. John, hello.
Hello. My question is, for a person who didn't have enough income to that required them to file an income tax return, how can they apply for that?
John, thanks a lot for the call. And Sahil, I know that's a question many people have, people on Social Security or people with limited incomes, whether or not they're eligible and if they have to take extra steps if they are.
So this is an extremely important question, which is, I'll answer this in two ways. Firstly, if you're on Social Security, you don't need to do anything. If you're listening to this and you're on Social Security, the government has your information. You'd be getting an SSA 1099. Even if you're on SSI, Supplemental Security Income, you don't need to do anything. The government has your information and the checks will go out automatically. Now, for other categories of people who are not on Social Security and don't make enough to be required to file tax returns, what the IRS has done is release what they're calling a simple tax return. Basically a form where you can fill out basic information like your filing status, your income level, whether or not, you know, whether you're single or married, that sort of thing. And it will, you know, the IRS will feed that information into the system. And if you're eligible, you should be getting money on that basis. So definitely check out IRS.gov and find that section where they'll allow you to input your information.
Thanks a lot for sharing that great question. A lot of people wondering about that. Sahil, you also reported on people receiving money for family members or loved ones who had passed away. Why is that happening? Are they going to be on the hook to give it back?
This is an unintended consequence of this policy. A lot of people who filed tax returns in 2019 or 2018 have since died, and the IRS has their information on file, and they are sending these checks automatically to people who filed tax returns in those years. As you can imagine, many of them have died, and their loved ones, you know, whether it's a spouse, whether it is an heir who is handling their estate, has received money on this person's behalf. Now, one source who is familiar with what the government plans to do here tells me that the loved ones are probably going to get to keep that money. So if you have a deceased relative and that money came to you, if you're a spouse of someone who recently died, if you're a family member, an heir of someone who recently died, you will probably get to keep that money. Because this is kind of a consequence of the government deciding we're going to send these checks out as fast as we can. And that means that the error rate tends to be higher. You know, they could have done this slower. They could have tried to weed these people out. But that means a lot of other people who were eligible for this money would have had to wait. So the consequence is you have a lot of money being sent to dead people.
And the CARES Act didn't have a specific provision to prevent this or to claw back that money, as I understand it, Sahil. And I imagine there's not going to be a huge push in Congress to say, let's take money back from widows and widowers.
That is correct. The aides on Capitol Hill who were active in writing this legislation that I've talked to say that there probably isn't going to be any effort in Congress to demand that that money comes back. It's frankly very difficult to claw that money back. The way to ascertain it means, as you mentioned, you know, taking money away from widows and widowers. But how do you ensure that the money comes back? You end up having to audit closed estates. You end up having to audit the heirs of those people. And for what? For a grand total of $1,200 a piece. So it just may be more effort than it's worth for the government.
And you also wrote, I think, that people are having some confusion if they happen to be receiving their normal tax refund first or this payment first and not knowing which one it is.
Correct. So one thing I noticed is that the people who are getting direct deposit, some of them wrote to me and said the direct deposit information was coded exactly the same as their tax refund. So the stimulus payments and their tax refunds say the word tax REF in their bank statement. So a lot of them thought that one was the other. You know, so for people who are expecting a much bigger tax refund and saw the stimulus money, they were worried that maybe they got, you know, a lower tax refund than they were owed. In some cases, it's vice versa. People not getting much of a tax refund, but expecting $1,200 in stimulus payments, worried that one was the other. So there's definitely some of that happening.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Sahil, is there talk of another round of payments like this possibly in Congress?
There is talk among a group of Democratic legislatures. The House Progressive Caucus held a conference call with, I guess, a virtual press conference, you could say, with reporters and a number of members on the call, including Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, were demanding recurring payments. They say these $1,200 one-time payments are not going to be nearly enough for the scale of the crisis.
Sahil, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
Sahil Kapoor is a national political reporter for NBC News. We talked to him today to understand more about what's happening with coronavirus recovery stimulus checks.